Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. On today's podcast, we're joined by Colin Bird, Chairman of Galileo Resources. Following news of strong exploration progress at the company's 100% owned Ferber property in Nevada, recent mapping and sampling have extended the scale of the intrusive and alteration system to around 10 kilometers, confirming a large hydrothermal footprint with visible copper oxide mineralization and geological similarities to major deposits along the Battle Mountain Trend. With soil samples now at the lab, a gravity survey planned, and reconnaissance drilling to follow, Galileo and its partner Bronco Creek Exploration are advancing towards defining drill targets later this year, positioning Ferber as a potentially significant copper, gold, silver project at a time of strong US support for critical mineral development. Welcome, Colin. Just talk us through this progress at Ferber, please.
Well, thank you for having me on the program, on the podcast. We've had Ferber in our stable for some years, and it all came, if we go back, it came back from the St. Vincent's acquisition. And the key project in St. Vincent's was the GAPS project, and we sold the GAPS project, I think, for 2.7 million, and we were left with four or five other properties, and Ferber was one of them. We discarded the other properties after some investigation and kept Ferber, because Ferber had got immense potential. It was pretty close to Pilot Mountain, which was the flavor of the month in Nevada. There was a 27,000 meter drill program there, and quite a lot of gold intercepts. I think they had some problems joining it up and understanding the system. We're right on the Utah border, and we're in that Battle Mountain trend, which is a very, very important trend. Why didn't we get on with it 2 or 3 years ago? And the climate wasn't right, but essentially it was less about climate, because that would be telling the story in retrospect. It was about the ability to actually tackle a project like that. The cost of working in the US, drilling, geophysical, geochemical, geologists, the labor is pretty expensive. And if you haven't got a process, you just can't imagine it from the UK. EMX we know well, and they're a great royalty company, and they have a good presence in the US, and some of their key geologists, principal geologists and executives have every experience in Nevada and Utah. And we got engaged in discussions on this project, and we developed something which was quite novel, kind of sweat equity. They provided their expertise and management and supportive programs. We fund the programs, but we haven't got a set of presence up in Nevada, and they get sweat royalty. And this was really, this really was the dream ticket for us, because, we hadn't got to set up our own organization. We were working with a very capable, well-recognized organization in the form of EMX. And geologists who know Nevada and area much better than we ever would or could. And years of experience of understanding, the Carlin Trend, Battle Mountain Trend and other trends. There's quite a few trends in the area. I think another one called the Walker Lane, but that's probably more to the west. So this was a great opportunity to get the management on the ground by way of royalty. They're not financing projects, but they provided all the necessary expertise at all levels, through high-level expertise to on-the-ground expertise. And we're financing the programs. And as we advance, and they sort of spend more default money by sweat, and the more their royalty increases. And I think this is a great way of finding, is it a no-go or a go? But it was potentially a great project when we first acquired St. Vincent. And now, as I say, we've got this perfect organization. We think it's a big scarn. There are drill intersections for copper. There are, in the past, drill intersections for copper, and drill intersections for gold. We think we're looking at, as I said, as a big scarn system. And quite frankly, we're excited about it. And our associates in EMX are very pleased and very positive about the way forward.
Yeah, so obviously we saw in the RNS that the recent mapping and sampling have kind of extended that footprint out to around 10 kilometres. Just how significant is that in terms of its potential compared with other kind of Nevada deposits?
Well, it's, you know, I mean, it's far too early to start talking about Battle Mountain, but there is some semblance, there is some similarities. But when you start talking about 10 kilometres in any geological system, you know, you're talking real size and the potential for real scope. So, as I say, we're excited about it because if it was a couple of kilometres, you might not be so excited. If it looked like it was a confined system, which I think the previous drilling was looking at the jasperoids and the potential for high-grade gold. Of course, we're looking at something quite dissimilar. We're looking at a very large skarn system. So, yes, 10 kilometres suggests size and the scope. And, of course, our first drills when we get round to drilling, which hopefully won't be long, we'll be there on a reconnaissance level to see whether our prognosis is right. But obviously, yeah, we've got to target that drilling by some geophysics.
Yeah, so you've got the soil samples at the lab and a gravity survey coming up. But what kind of key results are you going to be hoping for before moving into this drilling phase?
Well, it's confirmation, you know, that the surface visual suggests mineralization. The very experienced eyes of the geologists see the right rocks. So what we would want to see from the gravity is the interface. The gravity survey will give interfaces between lithological systems. We expect to see those. We'd expect to see some continuity in the differential lithology, and we'd expect the various grabs and samples that are taken to be mineralized. I don't think you'd be looking for all grade mineralization as such, you know, the definition of all grade. I think you'd be looking for anomalies, you know, provided it's anomalous iron copper and iron gold from an anomalous point of view. So, you know, even 0.2, 0.1 copper with half a gram of gold, something like that. That's the sort of things you'd be wanting to see.
Yeah.
And if you see that over the 10 kilometres, and the mapping has been pretty extensive, and the geophysics works out, then of course you should be able to generate targets.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you've highlighted the similarities to the potential Battle Mountain trend, and we already know that there's potential or possible porphyry skarn systems in that area, certainly around Pilot Mountain. So what kind of deposit model do you believe is most likely to represent, and just how exciting could that be for Galileo?
Well, I'm not looking for porphyry. I'm, you know, expecting a skarn, and I think it could be a significant size, and it could, you know, do we want to use the word game changer? I don't think we do. I think that'd be far too promotional. But we've gone back there. We started up operations based on our relationship with EMX. So that's going to be very significant if the 10 kilometres become alive. And then, of course, the actions of Mr. Trump have been fairly convenient too, because he's looking for homegrown copper, so the regulations have got far more relaxed. There's actually a stack of pressure now on the various regional offices to support exploration and mining applications. So it's an all new environment to last year in Nevada and Utah, and there's a lot more excitement in the American exploration market. So it couldn't be better timed in terms of the Senate's wish to get critical metals. And, you know, we all know what the list of critical metals are. And, of course, Mr. Trump is totally misguided in the speed that he thinks he can develop refining, smelting and new mines. It takes a time, and it takes a lot of time. But it's not as though Ferber is greenfield. So, as I say, there's been exposures, intersections of copper, intersections of gold, more to the east in the jasperoids. This is basically more concession related, the old concession, much bigger system we're looking at. And of course, we've acquired other areas as well, in addition to the ones we've got, based on the work we've done. So it could be very, very significant. Yeah. Not as though Galileo hasn't got a significant project and it's stable. As you know, the Lewin-Sobey is very significant. Shanganda's significant. We've got the ground around Kamativi for lithium. So at the end of the day, Galileo is quite a well-placed company, but the circumstances of support technical management, and Mr. Trump making all of the proclamations for the we need new copper discoveries within America, everything's has fallen into place for the company.
How did you come across this project in the first place? How did you get it?
Well, we acquired a company called St. Vincent Minerals, and we did a share deal. They were private at the time. And then the sort of key project within St. Vincent's was the GAPS project. And we sold the GAPS project for, I think, $2.7 million, if my memory serves me right. And then we were left with about three or four other projects. We did some sort of low-level exploration and decided to can the other project, but keep Ferber. So we kept paying our claims fees year on year for Ferber. We canned the other project because they had not got the potential for size. And Ferber certainly had, like GAPS, it got a potential for size. So it was, if you, you know, to answer your question, it was part of the package, which when we acquired St. Vincent's Minerals, Ferber was within that package.
And your hope is that this is a skarn system with copper gold or gold copper?
Copper gold copper, you tell me.
Could
be either. Sometimes, you know, you've got low grade of both. Sometimes you've got a predominant one of them higher grade than the other. If you wanted my guess, I think it would be gold copper. That is purely a guess, it's speculative.
Okay, and from the point of view of all of these assays that have gone off, then when are you expecting results back for those?
Well, you know, we use that word imminent. Certainly they're not holding progress up. We're getting ready. We've given the okay to start the geophysics. So by the time the geophysics have finished, that's about a 3 month exercise. Certainly, one would want to superimpose the geophysics on top of the sampling program to look for coincidence and generate targets. So all within a 3 month period.
Okay, very good.
And then the idea being to generate drilling targets, of course. But right place, right time, Kevin.
Yeah, no, certainly Nevada is a great jurisdiction to have any sort of asset in. Secondly, yeah, this whole bring it back to the US situation is going to mean that these things have value, you know. So if you can find a decent resource, then it's going to have a significant value, and I'm sure it'll have a significant effect on Galileo as well.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get government support, you'll get national government support, you'll get local government support, local community support, financing. I mean, when the American institutions get behind a project, they get behind the project, as you know. So yes, it's got and regulations and everything, and the pure, you know, forget Trump. I mean, the pure demand for copper will take you to places like Nevada again. Of course, there are big systems, like you said, there's porphyries, there's skarns, there's Battle Mountains, there's Walker Lane. And Nevada is still open for business, you know. There's a lot of potential in it. And it just, I think it went off the boil the early part of the 2020s, probably into the late 2019, 2018, 2017, that area went off the boil. Exploration funds were difficult to find. America was not popular, highly regulated, difficult to get drilling permits and all of those things. But as I say, the book is opening, the recognition for critical metals, particularly copper, is there. And the emergence of Trump has just put a bomb up everybody's backside to go out and get the copper, find the copper. So we've sourced the expertise, and we know the finance is there in the States, and we know the motivation is there in the States to find homegrown copper.
Okay, well, we look forward to hearing from you in the not-too-distant about the assays and the results to see whether there is some copper and gold there.
Yep, that, and we'll keep the market informed, obviously, and we're very excited. Very good initial start there in Ferber.
Okay, well, on that note, we'll say Colin Bird, Chairman and CEO of Galileo Resources. Thanks very much for appearing back on the podcast.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.